WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of cosmic clarity and brain-boosting wisdom. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through this wild ride called life. And today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Using journaling to process those swirling emotions and tame the stress monster that sometimes tries to take over our lives. Now, I know what you're thinking, journaling isn't that like a dusty old pastime for introverts, honey, please. Journaling isn't just about penning your deepest thoughts in an ornate leather-bound diary, though if that floats your boat, go for it. It's a dynamic tool, a superpower you can wield to understand yourself better, release pent-up energy, and gain control over those chaotic feelings. Think of it as brain detox, letting all the good stuff flare out while creating space for peace and clarity. Here are five game-changing takeaways to supercharge your journaling practice. First up, embrace the messy. Don't worry about grammar, perfect sentences, or even making sense sometimes. This is your space to unleash everything without judgment. Scribble, doodle, rant, rave, it's all valid. Remember that old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword? Well, your journal is like a magical wand that transforms those tangled thoughts into something manageable. You know that feeling when you've been holding onto a thought, replaying it in your head over and over? Hit it out. Journaling allows those anxious loops to dissipate, freeing up mental space for peace. Second, explore different journaling techniques. Want to get really creative? Try bullet journaling, where you combine lists, doodles, and affirmations to track your goals and progress. Feeling poetic. Let those emotions flow freely in a stream of consciousness style. The possibilities are endless. Experiment and find what resonates with you. Third, make it a ritual, not a chore. Don't pressure yourself into writing for hours on end. Even 5 minutes, 10 minutes of focused journaling can make a world of difference. Find a cozy spot, light a candle, put on some soothing music, create an atmosphere that invites reflection and self-care. Think of it as a sacred pause in your day, a moment to reconnect with yourself before diving back into the hustle and bustle. Fourth, ask powerful questions. Instead of simply listing your worries or accomplishments, delve deeper. What am I grateful for today? What challenges are pushing me to grow? What brings me joy? These thought-provoking prompts can unlock hidden insights and lead you to a greater understanding of yourself. It's like having an internal GPS guiding you towards self-discovery. And finally, remember that your journal is a safe haven, a space where vulnerability is celebrated, not feared. Be honest with yourself, even about the stuff you might be hesitant to share with others. This is your journey, and there's no right or wrong way to navigate it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's late afternoon, the sun is casting long shadows, and you're feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, stress creeping in from all directions. Your mind is racing with a million thoughts, deadlines looming, plans going awry. Ever feel like that? You slump onto your couch, reaching for your phone to scroll through social media. We've all been there, but something stops you. You remember your journal tucked away on your bedside table, that little sanctuary of calm amidst the chaos. With a deep breath, you grab it and open the pages. Instead of letting the stress consume you, you start jotting down everything swirling inside. Deadlines, worries, even those tiny frustrations that often get ignored. As you write, something amazing happens. The tightness in your chest starts to ease, replaced by a sense of calm clarity. You realize that acknowledging these feelings isn't about dwelling on them, it's about understanding them, gaining control, and moving forward with purpose. So, there you have it, the power of journaling to process emotions, manage stress, and tap into your inner wisdom. Remember, this isn't just a one-time fix. It's a journey, an ongoing dialogue between you and yourself. Make it a daily ritual, a sacred space where you can truly be you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite journaling tips? Have you experienced the transformative power of putting pen to paper? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.